The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Here we go. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about wildlife. We talk about the seasons. We talk about firearms. Every now and then we talk about things that affect us either at a national or local level. But we don't do a lot of political talk here because this is not the place for that. This is your escape. This is where you go to talk about the good old days, fishing with Dad, hunting with Dad, Grandpa. You know, we're not all up on the latest technology for how to, you know, shoot more and bigger deer, but we'll talk about it if that's what you want to talk about. We're just here to talk about fishing and hunting and having a good time in the outdoors. That's what it's all about. And to escape all that other 24/7 news cycle of everything that's going on, good, bad, and indifferent in the world. We see enough of it, don't we? So just sit back, relax, pick up your phone, get your coffee, and give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680. We're giving away a fish and tackle package next week, the final Saturday of the month, and also we're giving away our first muzzleloader, a great CVA Wolf muzzleloader with a 3x9x40 Hawk rifle scope on it, a Hawk muzzleloader slug gun scope. And I heard from two people this week that are actually putting Hawk scopes on their guns, and very nice to hear that. So can't wait to hear some of the results when they finally get them sighted in and shot, and let us know how they like the performance of the scope. I will tell you this: you hear in the commercials that Hawk has a lifetime no fault warranty. The scope that they sent me to test and for my own use was, I gave it to one of my outdoor writers and said, test this, give it a shot. He put it on a 22, he put it on a slug gun, put it back on the 22, and everything was working just beautifully on it. But he noted in the report that there was a little speck off to the side, and it was a little piece of the material that illuminates when you turn the reticle on. And so I sent the sight-in report to the representative at Hawk, and he said, boy, I wish you'd have told me about that scope. We could have returned it. Well, I said, well, let's put this to the test. So we returned that scope, and, you know, sent a nice letter and returned the scope, and no questions asked. About 10 days later, scope comes back, brand new. I was very happy with that. So you can depend on that Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty. How about that? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think we have Glenn in Chestertown on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Okay. Guessing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit tired this week, though. I was all over the place. A lot of miles on the truck.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm still standing up and looking down to the top of the grass.
Well, that's the main thing, buddy. That's the main thing. Yep. Me too. But I was looking at grass all over the state. I left here Monday and went to where'd I go? Oh, spent the night in Cumberland. Worked my way up through Frederick and Washington counties and Allegheny County. Then I got up next morning and took off for parts beyond that out to Garrett County and called on some people out there for advertising, you know, in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and was met with some degree of success out there, a couple places. So worked my way back to Frostburg, I made my last sales call there to a buddy of mine, has a Maryland Mountaintop Firearms Training, John Siegel, and his friends own that. And I've known John for, I don't know, since 2018, so however long that is, 7-8 years. And that was my last stop, and drove straight home from Frostburg to Easton. One long trip, man, no stops.
Yeah, so, long.
That was a long trip, man, yep. And so I've been all over the place. I've been down to Sussex County, Delaware, a couple times, and up to Kent and Cecil County, and it's been a week, man. It's been a real week. So time to take a break today, maybe. We'll see. So yeah, we'll see. So weather needs to cool down a little bit, you know. Get out there and get after these deer. Oh, I'll tell you who I did interview. You may have seen it. Somebody may have seen this online under Western Maryland Hunting. A fellow by the name of Don Brenneman shot a beautiful, I mean, an absolutely gorgeous 6x6. That's a 12-point whitetail with a split brow tine in velvet. And it is magnificent. It will be the new state record velvet typical whitetail deer. They're looking at about 190 inches. I don't know if it'll quite make that when it's officially measured after the 60-day drying period, but, you know, those are the estimates. With the rough calculation, they got between 194 and 2002, or 202 inches. So it's up there. It is a big, giant whitetail. So we'll see. We'll see. Yep. So there we are. There we are. How about you? You got anything going on this week?
I guess not that I can think of at that moment.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll get out and get something done. We'll see. So, yeah. All right, man. I appreciate the call, Glenn.
There you go.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right.
See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Okay, there goes Glenn. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I mentioned we're giving away fishing tackle. It's a striped bass package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. It's a surface lure package, from what I understand, for late season fishing. And that will go out to some lucky listener. All you have to do is give us a call here, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. Give your name and number to Aaron, our producer. Good morning, Aaron. And go on the air with me, and you just got to say hi. I just want to get in the contest. You can ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do. Give it away that CVA muzzleloader next week, too. And that will be same situation. You can get in one or both drawings if you like. And give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Go on the air. Well, name and number to Aaron, and be accurate with the spelling of your name and with the phone number. And we'll be more than glad to put you in the contest. I know it might be easier for some of you to email me, okay? I'd sooner talk to you on the air, but if you want to get in the contest, you can email. Put CVA contest or just contest on your subject line. Send the, again, name, first, last name, phone number in the email. Just want to get in the contest. And if you only want one, tell me which one. If you want both, tell me both. If you want just, you know, that's how it works. Email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. It's amazing how many people call me by my last name when I tell them what my email is. They'll address it to Ellis. You know, sometimes I say, my name is Alan, but that's what I said when I introduced myself to you. But if you want to call me Ellis, that's fine. You want to? It's all good. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. How about that? Well, you know, we continue to be sponsored by a lot of great people. And, you know, I'll throw a little thing in there every now and then on some of our sponsors. But right now I want to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's. You know, the weather is getting a little chilly at night. You know, I see people right away in the morning, you know, when it's in that mid-50s, low-60s, they got the long sleeves on, or, you know, they got to starting to wear the hoodies and all that stuff. So let me ask you a question, though. Do you have a hole that you call a fireplace in one of the rooms in your house? Well, You don't use it. We had that too, but here in the backyard where I'm sitting right now. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Right there at Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, helped us with the masonry work. I mean, they did everything, the chimney, the installation, they hooked it up to the gas line, the whole deal. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, the convenience of a remote control is what I mean, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert, automatic. You set the heat, comes on, gets to that temperature, turns off. Easy peasy. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, also for your primary or your alternative heat sources. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Located on Drummer Drive, just off Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, Baltimore, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle.
In Belgium, that sounds like a very special phone call. The actual country of Belgium with the most complex government in, I believe, the world. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. You've got that right. The country is divided in three particular fashions. You have the southern French Wallonia, and you have the northern Dutch Flemish community, and there are at least three sectors in the Wallon community that only speak German. So, yeah, it's a real cluster.
That's a good way to put it. Are you in Brussels now, or are you in another location?
Yes, I'm at my home in Zaventem, which is a northern suburb of Brussels, Belgium. I work for the Department of Defense and in the Federal Service, so I work at NATO headquarters. And that's why I'm here. I'm halfway through with this assignment, but I tune into your show and WCBM because I need, you know, some inspiration and some spirit from the homeland.
Ah.
So, I just wanted to say that I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener. I love your show because I live on a Benjamin Franklin schedule. I get up at 4 every morning, and I go to bed before 8.
I see. So what time is it there right now?
11:24.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M. Yep, we're about to hit the noon mark.
Okay. Very good, very good. Well, I appreciate you calling in the middle of the day. You have a home here in Maryland, I assume.
Yes, it's in Severn.
Okay.
The headwaters of the Severn Run.
I got it.
Drains into the Chesapeake Bay.
Sure, sure.
And I'm really fond. The most years of my life I spent in Colorado Springs, but I'm quickly coming up, going beyond 8 years and plus 9 years living in Maryland. So soon I'll be saying I'm a Marylander.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. That's good to hear. So you will be home for the holidays, or will you be still in Belgium?
Oh, I'll be in Belgium.
I see.
I'm going to North Idaho on October 1st to visit my family in Spokane, Washington.
Right.
And then my niece is having a wedding at Priest Lake in northern Idaho.
Sure. I understand. So, Sean, are you an angler, a hunter, or any of that, any of the outdoor stuff?
Well, what a great question, because my point in calling your show today was because I work so hard, but I don't have any hobbies or pastimes other than listening to jazz and country music.
I see. Yeah.
When you talk about the muzzle loader and the view shot that you have on it, and the company that guarantees a return, they totally guarantee their product. I just had to call you up and ask because I bought a firearm from the Republic of Turkey. My wife is Turkish.
Okay.
I bought it for my father in the early 90s, but due to really restrictive postal regulations, I couldn't mail that firearm back to my father, and then he passed away at age 59 in the year 2000. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
I just feel like I want to exercise my right to keep and bear arms.
Sure.
And pick up a new hobby at the same time.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I can do to help you with that. If you tell me, you know, which direction you'd like to go, I mean, you can certainly start with, I don't know what the rules and regulations are there, but you can start with recreational shooting if you like. That's a fun pastime, punching holes in paper and then, you know, shooting at greater and greater distances to see, you know, how proficient you can become. You can take up hunting. You can take up, I'm sure there's some great fishing there in Belgium, that, you know, the river systems, lake systems there would probably lend themselves to, doing some fishing. And maybe you can find a local club there, a local, organization or store that sells firearms and fishing tackle and things like that, and just kind of wander in and you know, get acquainted.
That's really great advice, Alan. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's all about interaction. I mean, I know hundreds and hundreds of people across the state. I actually was lucky enough to pull a bear permit this year from the lottery. I was chosen, and some of those connections I've had for years, I'll call my friend and say, hey, you know, I got a bear tag. Can you help me out? And the guy says, yeah, if you're going to come up, you know, you're going to hunt this big bear. We're not going to be there, but you're welcome to do this. You're welcome to stay here, stay there. And another fellow said, yeah, call me. We've got a couple guys in the club that have bear permits, so, you know, we'll be out there. And my bonus daughter in Frederick, she's very into the hunting, so she'll be one of my sub-permittees, and she'll make arrangements with a friend of hers who has some bears on their property. So, you know, I'm looking forward to all of that. I don't know in a week's time if I'll be able to take advantage of every offer, but I'll be more than glad to try a couple of them, you know. So that's how it works. You gotta form some friendships and some relationships with people. And you know, I'm a little gregarious. I'm a little outgoing. I'll talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime. And you know, that's certainly helpful. But if you can start to form those relationships where you are, you might be able to tune into the local scene there and go catch a fish, or maybe even get invited along on a hunting trip.
Wow. Based upon what you've said, I feel charged, Alan, and I need to go out and take action now.
All right. Well, I think that's a great idea. Start today.
Yeah, thank you. Your show brings Maryland into perspective in such a great way. So many of us that are residents in Maryland, you know, we get caught up in the metropolitan lifestyle,
sure,
the buildings and the cities. But
sure,
your show is all about getting outside and seeing what Maryland really is, you know, the outdoors that it
absolutely
has to offer.
Yes, sir.
And a state like ours, we're so crowded and congested on the eastern shore, you know, in the Atlantic region. But you bring it into perspective and just say, hey, you know, we can get out there, and we can see that the panhandle of Maryland that connects to West Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, and you're always talking about the Eastern Shore. And what?
Well, I live on the Eastern Shore. I live on the Eastern Shore, so, you know, it's closer to home. But I lived in Baltimore County for 30 years. So, you know, and my job takes me all across the state, my business, I guess you could say. You know, and I publish a hunting magazine, I publish a crabbing magazine, I have this show that deals with the outdoors. I've made the outdoors my vocation and my avocation. So, and I've experienced fishing and hunting, you know, in a wide variety of places, so I can bring that to the table too and help people with that, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
And the businesses I deal with are... I'm sorry, Sean, what'd you say?
Oh, I wanted to put a plug in for Madonna Seafood, one of the people that are sponsors. I took my wife there for crab, and she loved it.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place. It's a great place. I'm friends with Mark, so we're in a good place with those guys. We like them. So, very good. So, Sean, listen, this is surely a treat, speaking to someone who works for the Department of Defense, works for NATO, and is living currently in Belgium, halfway across the world. And I appreciate the call and the kind words that you have for the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. It was a pleasure talking to you as well.
Anytime. Anytime, Sean. Thank you very much. You stay in touch.
Okay. Be safe.
All right. All right. Have a great day. How about that, folks? Belgium. I'm amazed. Well, we've got calls from Belgium. Richard called from New Zealand. We've had calls from Patagonia. We've had calls from Canada, all over the place. We just enjoy hearing people's perspective. And if we can get somebody motivated to go reach out to his friends and acquaintances in Belgium and get into the outdoors and spend some time in the outdoors, that would be great. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia, another foreign country.
Hey, Alan.
How are you? Good. How are you?
I'm getting better. I had to put one of my dogs down last week.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. I know you cared a lot for those dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how loss is. So.
I do, yeah. Well, but yeah.
Getting a little better.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Have you been? Good call there, that last fella.
Oh, it was great. I thought it was great, yeah, from Belgium. So.
How are you making out?
I'm doing all right. I've been busy all week, man. Just been busy. I'm trying to figure out some hunting time and got to get my sub-permittees all lined up for the bear season and figure out where I'm going. So I'll work on that this weekend. Got some other stuff going on. So trying to expand the business, the Hunting Quarterly, into a little further west in Maryland. It's a long drive and, hopefully it'll be worthwhile, but I'm trying to get that accomplished and bring more information in. And I had that, I don't know if you heard, I had that great interview with the guy that shot that big 6x6, 12 point plus.
Heard you.
Velvet whitetail. That was incredible. The photos were unbelievable. So it's,
Western Maryland.
That was Garrett County. Yeah, absolutely. There's some, Garrett County has the largest found or picked up deer, typical deer, state record, and now Garrett County will have the state record velvet buck. And, take them with a crossbow. And, it just blows. This deer, if it pans out the way I think it's going to pan out, it will rival Kevin Miller's buck, which is a 196-inch typical from Kent County. It will rival that buck. I don't know if it will net more than net more than Kevin's buck or not, but it's right up there with the top whitetails in Maryland. If it pans out to what I think it's going to be, and he showed me last year's trail camera on his phone. He said it was a video taken on his trail camera at night. The thing looks unreal. It just looks unreal. The picture doesn't do it justice at all. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing animal. Really is. So, but yeah, looking forward to getting
that sucker.
What's that?
I said I'd like to see some pictures of that sucker.
Is your number that Aaron has, is that your cell phone? Can you get a text on that?
No, that's my home phone number, but
I see.
Cell phone.
Okay. Well, if you want to see a picture, Aaron will put you on hold and I'll send it to you when we're done.
I'd appreciate that very much, Aaron.
No problem. Just give me your cell phone number give Aaron your cell phone number and I'll text this picture to you. So.
All right.
All right, buddy. All right, man. Hey, watch your bears.
Yeah, man. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you. God bless my buddy, Teddy.
All right. God bless you, Teddy. See you, Chris. Thank you.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye. Clyde's Pork Shop, they're getting ready for hunting season, but let me tell you first, there's some late-season fishing that's pretty good. They've got a lot of good fishing tackle and crabbing supplies, too. If you want to put some new line on your reel and, you fished all year with it, time to replace it, you want to do a little more fishing, now's a good time. Put some new fishing line on that reel. Clyde's will wind it right on there and take care of you. Now, there's you're looking for a gift for Christmas, you know, they've got the Shakespeare Ugly Sticks, which is nice. I've given Ugly Sticks for gifts already. They've got the Pfluger spinning reels and the Penn spinning reels, too. They've got a bunch of other ones, but these are the reasonably priced reels that make a nice gift for somebody. The President, I have three of those from Pfluger, and I like them a lot. Penn has the Battle 3 series, and then, of course, kids' combos, rod and reel combos. And don't forget the great St. Croix fishing rods. Now, Mom, if you want to get Dad a good fishing rod, there's a St. Croix right there. Take him in there and let him pick one out. Live and frozen bait, minnows, crab traps, crab trot lines, crab baskets with lids, wooden baskets with lids, the plastic baskets, all the accessories, the gloves, the nets, and all the other stuff. Fishing tackle for any kind of fishing you want to do. For rockfish, they got the circle hooks and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, Maryland, 21227 Lansdowne, Halethorpe area, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Clydesportshop.com. Clydesportshop.com is the website. Clyde's been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. If you stop by, you'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference, and that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
You know what? For whatever your pursuit, mid-range or long-range, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. One of my personal favorites is the Vantage 3x9x40 straight wall marksman, featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards. The Hawk straight wall scope, specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all the popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorite Hawk scopes is the Vantage 3x9x40 slug gun muzzleloader scope. That's the one you're getting if you win. The scope can be calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched, illuminated reticle of 3 holdover points. And if you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All the stations up here, they don't sign off with Texas the way they did in Sweet Home Alabama. And the people here don't sip Jack Daniel's whiskey the way they do in the Tennessee mountain land. I'd always heard lots about the Big Apple, so I thought I'd come up here and see. But all I've seen so far is one big hassle. Wish I was camped out on the Okeechobee. If this is the promised land, I've had all I can stand, then I'm headed back below that Dixie line. No, I just don't fit in, and I'll never come back again. But I'm busted here, and I got Dixie on my mind.
All right, let's get some phone calls in here. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's get a couple new folks to enter into the contest. Let's go. We're giving away a muzzleloader, folks. Yeah, that's a real muzzleloader from fine folks at CVA. It is a Wolf model. It's got a stainless steel barrel. It's got the synthetic stock, and it's got a beautiful 3x9x40 Hawk straight wall, muzzleloader slug gun scope on it. Great to go. Illuminated reticle, the whole deal. You heard me talk about it. The Vantage 3x9x40, calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched illuminated reticle and three holdover points. So that's a great scope. And they're already installed. The Hawk scopes are already installed on the rifles, ready to go. You'll get the muzzleloader with scope installed. You'll have to sight it in. You'll have to take it somewhere and have it bore sighted or have it or sight it in yourself. And the work was done by Tuckahoe Gun Works and Hydro Dipping there in Denton, outside of Denton. Doug Priest, my gunsmith, and some of you know him. A lot of you know him, I believe, here on the shore and elsewhere. And we also come with a case. How about that? You'll have your own case to carry it in, and then you'll get the box that the scope came in, and you should be good. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. All you got to do is call. Right. right, Aaron? I think Aaron's taking a call right now.
No, so. I'm not. I didn't know if that was a question for me or if that was...
The question was right. That's all they have to do is call in and leave their name and number, go on the air with me, and they're in the contest. Pretty simple.
It is very simple.
Yep. Yes, sir. So we are waiting. Should we give them the 15 seconds of silence, or should I start talking about how to tie fishing knots? Which do you think would work the best, Aaron, to solicit a fishing knot? Okay. We're going to do a improved clinch knot today. Actually, let's do a Berkeley knot. A Berkeley knot works like this. You take the tag end of the line, you pass it through the eye of the hook, and then you pass it through the eye of the hook, again maintaining the loop. As you take the tag line and you've got the loop pinched between your thumb and your forefinger, you take the tag line and you begin to wrap it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 loops. And then you take the tag end and you run it back through the two loops that you formed when you've passed the line through the eye of the hooks. And when you do, after you do that, then you bring it back through the loop that you've made when you pass the tag end of the line through the double loops, and you bring it back through there, and you put some saliva on it. You give it a little lick, and you slowly pull it tight, and that's a very good knot for you. That's the Berkeley knot. It's like an improved clinch knot with an extra pass through the last loop there. Now, to tie a Palomar knot, it's very similar, but not. You pass. Come on now, folks. Let's get on the line. 410 WCBM 680. I hate telling people how to tie knots.
Jerry in Westminster is ready to talk to you.
Let's go, Jerry. Good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday when I went out to get my newspaper, I saw something running around a tree. I thought it was the neighbor's cat, but it turned out to be a pair of raccoons.
Oh, no. Okay.
So anyway, I think they were just there getting the acorns from my, that was a big oak tree.
Yes, indeed.
And my question is, do you think they're going to move into that tree?
It's very possible. I mean, they could. Is there any place they can live in the tree? Is there a hollow spot or something like that?
No. I didn't know if they build a nest like squirrels do or not.
Mm-mm.
Where do they normally live?
They live in hollow trees and places like that.
Okay, well,
you should be fine.
Okay, I was hoping that was the fact that they were just picking up a meal or two. They're probably back this morning, maybe.
They could be. They could be, yeah. I mean, you can always trap them, but, you know, that's if they become troublesome, if they want to get in your house or something like that, you can trap them. But I would say you're probably right. They're probably working on the acorns.
Okay, great.
Yep. What kind of oak tree is it? White oak?
Pin oak.
Pin oak. Oh.
And the acorns are small this year.
Really? Well, it's been dry. That's part of it.
Yeah.
When I was up in Western Maryland, the leaves are starting to turn, but there's no color. I mean, they're just not. There's not been enough moisture. Not enough rainfall to give them that nice bright gold and. You know, and what I noticed most in is the sumac. You know, the sumac, you see a lot of them along the road, and they have beautiful, brilliant colors when they have enough water. They've got yellows, and I mean, they've got golds and reds and purples and all that, and they're just dull. And you look across the mountain and you go, these trees should be pretty. Well, they're not. They're very dull. A lot of just brown leaves.
Right. So. I've lived here 49 years, and this is one of the dry summers that I remember being.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. And I, there was an article not long ago that the EHD is bad in certain parts of the state this year, and that always happens with a wet spring and a dry summer. It always happens because those mud flats just spawn those little no-see-ums and biting midges that spread that disease, and you're finding dead deer everywhere. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing I do have. Every year we have about 18 deer in a farmer's field next, not
yep.
too far from me.
Yeah.
And I think it he must have them called somehow or other, because it always seems to be the same number. It always seems to be 18.
Well, one plus one makes four, you know. So he's probably shooting on the deer management permit, crop damage, I would imagine. So, yeah.
So anyway, when I first moved here, hardly ever saw any wildlife, but I guess all their habitat around Westminster has been built up, so they're coming in and living with us in the city.
Well, that's how it works. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right,
buddy. Thanks for the call.
I just wondered. I didn't know if they, like I say, if they build nests like squirrels.
No, they don't. They have a place somewhere else where they're staying, probably nearby woods or something like that. You'll be fine.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think, like I say, once all the acorns are gone, they'll move on.
Yep. Is there water next to that pin oak?
No water close by here.
I got it. Boy, you get a pin oak on a creek or something, you got wood ducks in there, I can tell you that. That's their favorite food.
We actually, my neighbor had a wood duck back in the spring.
Yeah.
The water, there's a stream, but it's about a mile from here.
Yeah. Any pin oaks on it that you know of?
No, that I don't know.
Mm. All right, my man. Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so you got through all summer with your old rickety table and chairs and all that stuff that you've just wanted to make survive for another year, but check out the sales at Backyard Billy's. You know, the beautiful tables and chairs, and, you know, you got plenty of beautiful fall weather left. You have a little crab feast or a little picnic in the backyard, cook some hot dogs on the grill, which you can get at Backyard Billy's, you know, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. But check out those tables and chairs. I think you'll be impressed. Every size, every color. Poly and hardwood outdoor patio furniture. They've got 1,000 Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. A lot of storage sheds. You know, you're going to get rid of some stuff and you want to get it out of the house, get it out, put a little shed out in the yard, a little 10x10 or something like that. You want to start a garden next spring, now's the time to get a shed, set it in there, and you'll have yourself a little shed combo greenhouse or greenhouse if you want to. Why not? Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches on all the big sets, big stuff. Inside the showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, as I mentioned, assortment of fire pits and rings. And I saw a special ad just by Backyard Billy's for deck umbrellas. These things are amazing. I'm nothing but impressed with these deck umbrellas, so take a look at this when you go in there. Browse a great looking garden, decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer, as previously mentioned, in the region. Backyardbillies.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard, they're on Drummer Drive, by the way. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltzfus Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's talk to Howard in Pasadena. Good morning, Howard. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing all right. What's going on?
Well, I just called in to enter into the contest.
Okay.
I listened to 680 for lots of shows, and about a year ago, like yourself, I lost my wife and kind of been reinventing myself. So sleeping habits are different and all, and I've been listening to your show for going on my second year now, and it's a nice way to start Saturday. It's laid back. You're informative. I've shared your information with my son, who does live on the Eastern Shore. He works for Montgomery County Fire Department. He likes to fish and all over there, raising my two grandchildren. And,
great.
I actually got up out of my reclining chair this morning to enter in the contest, because last year I heard all the contest going on in this number.
Yeah.
But it's just a laid-back, easy-listening show, and I was listening to the guy calling you from Belgium, probably works for NSA or something, and just a good way to start Saturday off.
Yeah, he works for the Defense Department, and he's in NATO headquarters in Belgium, so there you go. Yeah, all right, very nice. Well, there's the music. We appreciate you calling in and getting in the contest. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
Take care now.
Yes, sir. You too. There we go. Well, there's the music. Huh. Faith, family, friends, and freedom, folks. Faith, family, friends, and freedom. Time for me to say get out, stay safe for this hour. Don't forget about your family. Love your family. Hold them close. Tell them you love them. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the break.